Dante Whitner is...
Hey, we need another turnover, man. It's a hell of a time for one right here. Who want to be a hero? We'll make a play.
A kid from Cleveland. It's a kid from Cleveland with a dream. And, you know, hopefully I can accomplish one of my biggest goals and dreams here with the Cleveland Browns.
I love playing with y'all. Let's keep playing, man.
You know, that's what you go into it for. You go into it for when people tell you you can't do something or it's impossible or this isn't going to work. And you go in there and you change, you know, and you prove a lot of people wrong. First and foremost, I take a lot of pride in the way that I play the game. So if I make a mistake or something, I know immediately, and it's nobody that feels worse about it than I do. If you make a mistake or if you do something wrong, it's not the end of the world. It's only the end of the world if you don't fix it. The criticism that I was getting early in the season, it's really impacted, you know, not only how I want to play, but I want to amplify and take it to another level. And that's just how I've been feeling. And, you know, I wasn't really playing angry. I'm playing angry in the way I want to play now. We have to grow up quickly, you know, because grown men win football games in national football leagues. Little kids don't.
That's all it takes is a bunch of grown men to go take some.
When you look at the teams that are winning, consistently doing their job and staying after it, you have a bunch of grown men out there.
Run him over and put him in his lap.
Yeah.
Don't be finesse. Be a heart. Run them over.
The only thing fun about, you know, playing football is winning.
Believe in yourself. You got all the skills, all the tools. Get you a pick, man.
When you watch the teams that, you know, win a lot of football games, you see a lot of uplifting out there. It's not just from one guy. You see a lot of pats on the helmet or, you know, pat on the butt or good job or, you know, you see a lot of that. You see guys get excited for other guys, and that's what a winning culture is.
Let's go!
When things go bad, you don't hang your head. You know, you understand that it's on to the next play. You know, football is a roller coaster ride. Each and every Sunday, it's a roller coaster ride. Things are really going really good one moment, then they're going really bad, really good. You know, it's a roller coaster. So we understand that. But you can't hang your head. You can't stay down too long. And even after a loss, you know, you have to get rid of that loss and get ready to go out there and get ready for a win.
That's all we got to do, communicate and fight, man.
Continue to fight and change things around. So I've learned that, you know, I actually have the strength to do that.
Waiting on the snap. Nick Foles takes it and fakes it and throws over the middle. That's caught. Jared Cook's got it. He fumbled the ball and the Browns have it. They have it and pick it up and get it over the 15 at the 16-yard line. Dante Whitner knocked it out of there.
I'm coming. Hey, I'm coming.